Today, our rookie politician is running for one of those positions you find way down on your ballot. The unknown judges and unfamiliar ballot measures that round out a typical ballot. Who does those jobs? Just because there's little recognition for the elective office doesn't mean you don't have to campaign hard. Republican Paul Lally has covered the sizable state of Pennsylvania in his quest to become a judge on the Pennsylvania Commonwealth Court, a court only found in Pennsylvania that deals with civil actions brought by or against the Commonwealth government. For Paul, the decision to run came from spending time as a lawyer arguing cases in the Commonwealth Court and a calling to be on the other side of the bench.
It is a statewide office. And of course, historically, turnout in this kind of year election where there are county offices, some judicial offices, tends to be lower than when we have a governor's race or, of course, in the presidential year. Particularly with judicial elections, you run for a 10-year term, and then after that, the voters are asked to vote yes or no on whether you get another 10-year term. Historically, and as a practical matter, that means that judges tend to serve very, very long time, usually 20 years or more, before they hit mandatory retirement. So it's an important event when you have a seat open on an appellate court where people have a right to cast a vote and decide that.
Can you describe a conversation that you had with someone close to you when you made this decision and what went into that conversation, how you justified what it is you were doing and any skepticism that anyone might have suggested to you in that conversation?
Sure. Well, the most important person I had to talk about this with was my wife, because going on a campaign statewide, Pennsylvania is a big state. And you realize that when you have to drive from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia or up to Scranton or up to the north central part of the state. So I'm away from home a lot. And I knew going into this process that it would take a lot of time away from home. And we have two young girls. You just can't do this without strong support of your spouse, your family. That was the most important first conversation about getting involved in the race back at the end of last year.
When suddenly you realize that you're facing voters and that you're asking them to vote you into office, what changed in your sense of closeness to democracy itself? And what changed in your life as you became a candidate?
What I've found really fascinating about doing this and running for office like this and starting to talk to people is how much you, when, particularly for a judicial election in Pennsylvania, part of what you're doing is really educating people about this court, what it does. There are some lawyers that I have talked with who don't quite know the full extent of what the Commonwealth Court does, and they practice law in Pennsylvania. So people who aren't lawyers often don't have much of an understanding of what the court does. And I feel like part of what you do in going out and running for an office like this is just to educate people about, kind of give them like a 30-second civics lesson when you get to talk to them about what you're running for and why.
So what's your program? What's your mission as a judge on the Commonwealth Court?
Well, it's really to help further the interest of justice in Pennsylvania. You know, when you run for judge, you aren't promising any type of platform or policies. You're really just promising to do what your duty is as a judge and to be fair and impartial and act thorough and diligent in how you conduct your duties. And that's certainly all I would hope to do if I were lucky enough to win.
Paul Lally, running for Pennsylvania Commonwealth Court. Good luck, and thanks so much, and we'll check in with you later.
Thank you, John.